In the months since the March primary, this is mostly what voters have heard from frontrunner Dan Patrick.
National security begins with border security, and that begins with the Texas Rangers and National Guard.
30-second campaign ads that briefly state his priorities and slam his opponent.
My opponent falsely attacks me to hide her failed record on illegal immigration.
Patrick has declined to talk to newspaper editorial boards. He's canceled media interviews and community appearances. A survey of political reporters at major newspapers found no one who's been able to interview or seriously question Patrick since October 1st. He's also turned down KERA's interview requests.
It's been basically impossible to get an interview with Senator Patrick Hugh in the last parts of the campaign.
Political reporter Brian Rosenthal with Patrick's hometown paper, the Houston Chronicle, says his best shot came when Patrick was getting out of an elevator while he was getting in. Rosenthal was working on a profile of Patrick and had been trying for weeks to get an interview. With the senator cornered, he tried again.
That's right. I asked him a question and he said he had to go. And then he made a statement and then said he had to go.
By contrast, Leticia Vandeput has attended several public events nearly every day.
I have consistently fought for our students, fought against those cuts in 2011.
She's made Patrick's lack of accessibility an issue as she campaigns.
If you're asking the people, the state of Texas, to vote for you, you need to tell them why. You need to stand out on the issues. And he's being extremely disrespectful to those voters by not being accessible.
We ask both campaigns to identify candidate appearances from October 1st through the 27th. Vandeput gave us a list of 79 public breakfasts, rallies, get-out-the-vote events, and media interviews. Patrick identified 12, which included mostly unpublicized meetings with Republicans or students, and one appearance on a Houston TV program where he answered questions. Campaign spokesman Alejandro Garcia defends Patrick's under-the-radar style, saying he prefers communicating with voters directly through Facebook and Twitter.
I know it frustrates the media that they don't get to put their spin on it, which works to the advantage of the candidate, because when you do post things to Facebook and you do use social media, you get to dictate what really happens.
Given the rules of the game, it makes sense for Dan Patrick to run a relatively low-profile campaign.
That's University of Texas political science professor Jim Henson. He says Patrick, as the frontrunner in a red state, is just playing it safe. Given Patrick's penchant for making controversial statements, he doesn't want to say anything that would turn the tables. And he says the public isn't demanding that GOP frontrunners like Patrick be visible.
There's really no pressure on any of these candidates to push harder for more debates, for debates that come at a more visible time, for a broader kind of political discourse that's a little bit more interesting, a little bit more participatory.
The silent treatment might not work for future Republican candidates if the Democrats become more competitive, but for now, it's standard operating procedure for the Houston senator who wants to be lieutenant governor. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.